Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glory Room. I'm Prophetess Lou. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you to help us apply this word to our lives. We ask you to help us to understand what you're trying to do through this devotional. Even when we read our holy word, help us to see what you're trying to say. Father God, we ask you to bless the ones that are hearing it. Bless the ones that are reading it in Jesus' name. Our memory verse of the week is Psalm 66 and 19. But truly, God has listened. He has attended his voice of my prayer. Psalm 66, 19. That's our memory verse of the week. The verse of the day, though, is Psalm 62 and 2. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He's my fortress. I will never be shaken. Subject, never shaken. Christian truths, I'm going to say it and pause behind each one to give you opportunity to say it if you like. I am friends with God. My identity is in Christ. I'm strengthened in God. I am loved by God. Every day the world around us seems so shaky and unsure. And the more we think about it, we can't rely on this world to make us stable. A lot of us have stable jobs, stable homes, stable everything. And some of us don't. But to be truly stable and covered, we must hold on to God. He's our rock and our salvation. He's our fortress when we seem out of place. We don't have to worry about being shaken. He's always keep us in perfect peace. And many of us can't say that. Many of us can say we depend on God to do everything for us, but we jump to conclusions and do everything ourselves. Still, when we depend on God and fully say he's the head, we must let go of the reins and hand them to him. The word of God tells us depend on God. Just like we turn on our lights and we just know they would turn on. And every time we start our car, we know it's going to start. And just like when we go to our refrigerator, we know food is going to be there. We must know we can trust in God through everything. It might not look like we can. And sometimes it might not look like it. Still, we must know that he does. If no one else has our back, he does. We must trust and believe he wants to be there through it all. Verse 5, yes, my soul find rest in God. My hope comes from him. David knew nothing else he could rest in God. He knew nothing on here on earth could give him that needed rest. David always had soldiers around him. He had his friend Jonathan around him. But that still wasn't enough for David. You want to know why David didn't trust in man? Because David knew a man could fail at any time, but the word of the Lord, the presence of the Lord would never, ever fail him. Sometimes we must look at what we have been through. Sometimes we must look at what we could have happened, but didn't. Because of the provision of God, we don't have to worry. Because of the grace of God, we don't have to worry. Because of God, we could and can stand on our two feet and walk out of something that could have killed us, but could have destroyed us. But because of God, he's the rock. And because he's our shepherd, he made provision so we could be okay. God makes sure we are more than okay, friends, that we are stronger, that we are great because we serve an awesome God. Verse 8, trust in him always, you people. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge. A refuge means shelter, our protection from danger or distress. David was trying to tell us that God can be our protection from any type of danger. David was trying to tell us to pour out our heart. He gave us a critical key to building a relationship with God, which is to go to God and let your heart go and let it flow to God. Because when we are honest, we have a contrite heart. God is near them that has a contrite heart. Psalms 18 and 2 says this, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, in the honor of my salvation, my stronghold. When we go before God, and we might be mad, we can go before God, and we might be upset. But when we go to God in his presence with a heart ready to be poured into, God will hear us when we speak because we are saying, God, I'm crying out. After all, you protect me. I'm crying out because I know you hear me. And when we have faith as a mustard seed and trust that when we do this, he hears us. God, he will touch us in his timing. Let me repeat this. He will bless you at his timing. His timing doesn't look like our timing. It might be a little different, but trust and believe when God touches us and blesses us, it will be at the perfect timing. But we must trust and believe that he's the shelter we need. Do you let him know you need him? Do you let him know he's everything to you? Some of us go to God every day with our prayer requests and wants and desires, but do we ever go to him and say, Father, I love you, or Father, I thank you? David knew who God was to him. Do you know who God is to you? Do you realize how important having a relationship with God is? It's important every day we communicate with Him, devote our time to Him. We desire for Him to be our protector, to be our strength, to be our shepherd. But do we know Him as this? Because other people tell us, do we know this? Because we have experiences for ourselves. We have to experience God for ourselves today. We learn how important it is to have God in our lives. How David needed God and how he had friends and armies, but what he needed most of all was true protection from on high. Sometimes life can make us feel so vulnerable, unprotected, and unsure. But we can depend on God for everything. He's a God we can know through any battle. He's ready to help us through it, but we must believe he can help us. Do you believe that he can be the shield you need through whatever we are facing? Do you believe he can be the comfort that you're looking for? We don't have to be shaken by anything here on earth because we are covered in God's grace and mercy. We never have to be shaken when we fully rely on God. And sometimes that's hard to do because we face many battles at different stages of our life. But what we must understand is that he's there even when we are shaken. He's there. He never leave us or forsake us. We just have to believe. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everything. Thank you for being the fortress in the storm. Thank you for being the comfort on a bad day. Thank you for being the protector when we have no one else. Lord, please continue to work in us, in our lives, showing us what we need to do and how to discover more of you daily. We want to thank you for every opportunity to engage with you. Lord, change and mold us so we can depend on you. Forgive us of any sins we have done. Help us not intentionally to sin, but to stay in the light and out of the flesh. In Jesus' name, amen. A reference, Isaiah 32:2. Each will be like a hidden place from the wind, a shield from the storm, like seams of water in a dry place, like the shade of a great rock in a weary land. Isaiah 32:2. Psalms 89:26. He shall cry to me, you are my father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Psalms 89:26. Psalms 59:17. Oh, my strength. I will sing praises to you, for you, O God, are my fortress, the God who showed me steadfast love. Further reading, Proverbs 24, Joshua 5, Genesis 41, and 3 John 1. This ends Never Shaken. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.